Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is changing so quickly. The upheaval that we're seeing, my friends, is only, and I say this unfortunately because great change brings great danger, the massive global upheaval we're seeing is only a prelude to larger upheavals that are literally right around the corner. Thank you for joining us. Hard to believe this year is almost over. It seems like yesterday that it was the first day of 2007. It's already the 24th day of September 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've been on his show a couple times, and he's a really intelligent, informed individual, and he's going to be coming up, joining us in the third hour to talk about a host of issues today. He's Richard Serrett. And he is on one of the biggest AM stations, 50,000 watt, in Canada. And he has a program that is completely and totally anti-New World Order, but done very professionally. And again, I've just been impressed coming on the show a couple times, so I thought, why not have him on the transmission with us? So he's coming up in the third hour today. In the meantime, we have too much news to cover. That is the norm, and we're going to attempt to go over all of it. And I do miss taking your phone calls. You know, I'm getting better about actually getting to the calls when I give the number out. Instead of just giving the number out and having people hold for hours, I just don't give the number out every day or every hour, and sometimes we just don't take calls for a whole show. Well, today I do want to take a lot of phone calls in the second hour, the third hour, the first hour as well. But what happens is you call in with so many great points that I start pontificating, and then each calls on for 5-10 minutes. Some of the best shows we've done, they've been few and far between, have been the ones where I actually take 10, 20, 30 calls an hour. I want to attempt to do that today. 1-800-259-9231. Long-time callers, first-time callers, callers that disagree, it doesn't matter. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you're joining us for the first time and you've heard about the show and somebody told you to tune in and you want to know what it's all about, it's simple. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I want liberty and more of it, not tyranny. And I have studied history, and I know that our country is going into very serious high-tech tyranny. And the whole world is sliding under the bondage and the yoke of international corporations that have colluded together to form world government so that no nation or people or individual can resist them in their hegemonic move to set up the first planetary dictatorship. The old saying, the song goes, everybody wants to rule the world. Well, these guys and gals are actually doing it. In the meantime, there's the big Blackwater controversy. They just machine gun whole crowds. Contractors, troops are on record saying, oh, yeah, they threaten to kill us. They just literally stomp around doing whatever they want to do. There's over 180,000 mercenaries. I said 150,000 Friday, and I got a bunch of IMs and emails with stories saying it's over 180,000. Blackwater, the largest contingent thereof. And now the Iraqi president has said leave, Malachi. Now, the parliament has said leave, the government has said leave, the State Department over there said leave, and they just said no, showing that the government over there is completely and totally puppet. We'll talk about Ahmadinejad, Dinejad, however they want to pronounce it, potato, patata, tomato, tomato. We're going to get into all that. We're going to get into, oh, you thought Google listening to you over your microphone on your computer's bad. Now the phone companies admit they're going to do it. It's all coming up. Giant broadcast lined up today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones throughout the broadcast today at 1-800-259-9231. This is the news I have in front of me today. Blackwater faces terrorism charges. Minority Report style invasive advertising gains traction. Internet phone service company to eavesdrop on conversations. Dollar at lifetime low versus the euro continued its plunge today. Pope to make climate action a moral obligation. Well, it's a religion to begin with, of anti-humanism, of anti-life, of anti-humanity, I should say. Humanism is the wrong term. They've expropriated that. And what would you expect out of a devilish rat singer? I mean, the guy's called for a one-world government, folks. There's no doubting about it. A massive surveillance net keeps track of Americans' travel, even the size of hotel beds. That's Newsday. I mean, this is mainstream news. We're living in the Twilight Zone. 7 CIA veterans challenged 9/11 Commission report. Talk about it being a joke, a cover-up, inside job. Great job for the folks at WeAreChange.org, and I would add Infowars.com. Rob Jacobson just flew back in from New York last night. He stayed there the last week and a half after we left. Up there covering 9/11, 6th anniversary, confronting Alan Greenspan. And we're going to be playing some of the audio of that. It's one of the number one videos right now on YouTube. You can find it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Greenspan confronted by activist flees from angry mob. And I'm telling you, the video work of the We Are Change folks is just unbelievable. On September 11th, Luke Radowski and Miss Rivera, great freedom fighter in her own right, she lost family members on 9/11, five people that were friends of hers and one family member. And so she got into the pile, down into the wound, and there was Giuliani. He does start running from them. The New York Times on September 12th had a headline story that a man confronts Giuliani and then went into the victim's families confronting him. But I hadn't seen the video till last night because they had to put it together. I mean, this is the music they put to it, the way they edited it, the job they did. I know they've got a fellow who I have a chance to meet a couple times who's working with them, who's done national television work, and it just shows. The guy is quite a filmmaker. And I just wish when I was in New York I had more time to talk to him and others who I have a chance to talk to a few minutes, then I have to be off to something else. It's just what I'm trying to say is it is such a distinct pleasure and honor and buoying experience, uplifting experience, to be able to associate with these type of people. I mean, I'm not in a movement with a bunch of country club yuppies who think they're God and they're not, or people who worship baubles and trinkets and junk. I'm not in a movement where people can be bought. I'm not in a movement where people are cowardly and timid. I really get to live amongst heroes and artists and people with real passion and real liberals. I mean, the real thing. The founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, called himself a liberal. He would be called a right-wing, devil-worshipping extremist by the media today, but he was truly a classical liberal, libertà. And I just, to get to associate with the Thomas Paines and the Patrick Henrys and the Thomas Jeffersons of our age, of our day. All right, I'm already digressing, and I said I'd go through the news. It's just, my life is bittersweet. Best of times, worst of times. Because so much evil is going on, but there's also so much beauty around us, so much compassion, so much innocence, so much honor. The world is a blessing. Everything we eat, the air we breathe, the beauty our eyes feast on that feeds our soul all around us. And I mean beauty by trees and the forest and the water and the night sky and the sunlight, but also the beauty of strength and honor and dedication and courage and determination. All right, I'm already digressing. I want people to know that I see the beauty in the world, and I am a person who is intensely passionate and who loves art and who loves culture. And I don't even claim to be a great artisan myself or to have a lot of culture myself, but I know what it is. I know how to recognize it. My palate knows its taste. And the New World Order is the opposite of all that. That's why they try to wear all the trappings of art and culture, and that's why they try to festoon themselves with it, but it looks clownish on them. It's like putting a fine, well-tailored uniform on some disheveled slob. It looks clownish. But you put a real uniform on a real soldier who's also got duty and passion and courage, and it's stunning. That's an analogy, I guess, of the minute, but it's just an example of what we look at in this culture and what we face. I mean, I look at George Bush, Sr. and Jr. I look at Alan Greenspan. I look at Queen Elizabeth. I look at Prince Charles. I look at his two disheveled sons. I look at Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. I look at all these guys, and they're nothing. And if you saw their grandfathers or their great-great-great-grandfathers or mothers, they had the bearing and the electricity in the eyes, but they don't. All they have is the black pits of hell. They are sons of Hades and daughters of Hades. All they have is dark, burning, black energy of their selfishness and their wantonness and their weakness. They are pathetic piles of maggot pus compared to everything else in the world. And that's why they festoon themselves with the trappings of office and power. But they look like pathetic clowns. They radiate pathetic weakness. All right, I'm already digressing. Got to do some preaching. Bush declares Hillary will win nomination. White House calls Obama lazy. So we have Hillary raising more than any Republicans ever even raised, breaking all records. We have all the big Republicans saying she's going to win the nomination and be the next president. I'm talking about the big ones. We got the George Shultzes of the world saying it, the Kissingers of the world saying it. We've got the Newt Gingrich is saying it, all part of putting their agent out front. Secret U.S. Air Force team to perfect plan for Iran strike. That dovetails with all the news about the war with Iran being on. It goes back years, but is now starting to come to a festering scrofula. Ahmadinejad arrives for the New York visit amongst a pillaring of mindless idiots. Legislatures may act on Colombia and try to bar their funding against free speech. We're going to play that clip of Ahmadinejad later. Also, I went on Drudge last night and it was Australian government bombs freighter, and it said that the drug freighter was trying to come into their waters, and that they bombed it, and it had a date a few days old on it. And I thought, that's strange. Let me type that into this news search engine. And I had to do some searching and found articles from 3 years ago when they seized it in port with heroin, and that they then decommissioned it and took everything out of it and then towed it out 40 miles, and then bombed it with aardvarks, with dropping 2,000-pound bombs. But I saw neocon websites with all these headlines, Free Republic and others. We've hit them good. They fund Al-Qaeda. Man, we ought to start blowing ships up. Man, they killed all those Koreans on board. And I just realized that's propaganda. Just like when they show a bin Laden video. They'll show a fat bin Laden, it's admittedly not him, they don't care. Or they'll show 7-year-old re-edited old videos, and then a day later, bottom of the page, admit it was a re-edited of old videos, wasn't new, hence basically fake, the equivalent of fake, not a new video. But the public will argue with you and say, no, he's always on TV. They only look on the bare surface of it, and they're not even really focusing on that. It's kind of just background noise and cover of the newspaper. Oh, there's bin Laden again with some headline they read. I mean, the informed of this country read headlines and think that they're informed. A small fraction of the country, less than 10%, read one book a year. And I keep going back to this because that's the key. So that's why the Australian government could tow a ship out, blow it up, say it was for target practice, say it had nothing to do with sending a message. They tow their own ships out all the time and bomb them. But the neocons saw that, picked it up, and said, look, they just blew up a Korean ship. And then they go, man, we ought to get tough like that on Iran. We ought to get tough. This is what we need to start doing. Again, just all part of the war escalation. Headlines about ships being blown up. It's the exact same category as these bin Laden videos. But in case you want the articles, drug freighter meets spectacular end. March 23rd, 2006, when they actually blew it up. It was grabbed in 2003. A 2,000-pound high-explosive laser-guided bombs were dropped after it was towed. Well, I'll come back. We're going to take your calls.
Now. Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all.
Welcome back. We're going to go to John, Bobby, Lucas, Charles, Jenny, everybody right now. And then I'm going to go through more of these stories in detail. Ahmadinejad coming to the U.S., what that really means. Got a Ron Paul clip where he goes through the history of what really happened to Iran. And we cut to a Bill Moyer special from back in the 80s about what we've done to these people. And for all those that want to kill all the Iranians but can't find their country on a map, you should listen to this coming up later in the next hour. I'm going to get to that part. Also, the confrontation when Alan Greenspan got confronted by We Are Change and InfoWars. It's now up on the web, and we're going to be playing that audio. That's coming up. Right now, though, let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't you think that Blackwater is becoming our version of the Nazi SS? The fact that it's a private organization, they have their own private army, and like the SS, they ran the prison system, the concentration camp system, and Blackwater's been involved with local law enforcement in this country, and they got their own private army, and the guy that runs it is almost like a carbon copy of Heinrich Himmler. He's real powerful in the government.
Well, I'll say this. There are several aspects that dovetailed and several that don't with it historically. But, they are a mercenary force, and the difference is the SS and it's different, the armed SS and its different subgroupings. The Gestapo was at the heart of the government and under military jurisdiction and control. And then by the end of it, ended up taking over for a short period. The SS, after Hitler committed suicide, was actually in control of the country, and Heinrich Himmler became the Führer for a while. But where they are the same is that Blackwater gets, the average Blackwater employee gets about $25,000 a month, and the average GI gets about $25,000 a year. And there was a big difference between how the SS was treated and how the regular German military was treated. And the SS was also used as attack dogs on the real German military and the old line German military that still had esprit de corps and still had some rules of war. But the SS also did distinguish itself, I don't want to take away from their military actions, on the Eastern Front, because they actually did have some victories that were statistically even greater in the numerical odds than some of the victories that the mainline army forces of the German military had in the fight in the east during the stalling of Barbarossa, Operation Barbarossa. But I think that Blackwater doesn't have the discipline of the SS or the Waffen-SS, the armed SS. Did you read those AP and AFP articles? I never got to them last week because we've already covered what Blackwater does, where they just run around randomly, reportedly just shooting people for fun. And, of course, the videos have been released on YouTube where they'll just other mercenaries, don't know who they are. It's Anglo-American accent guys talking. They'll just laugh and say, watch this, and just machine gun cars off a busy highway. It'd be like sitting out on I-35. Or I-45 in Texas, and just randomly machine gunning families, and people are falling out dead, and they're laughing. And contractors in front of reporters have just shot women for fun. Of course, our own troops will rape a girl and kill the whole family to claim they're insurgents. That's come out. So that's the attitude. But Blackwater's made everybody mad because they'll beat up and shoot at and do whatever they want reportedly. Other contractors, they just opened fire and killed a bunch of people last week. So now the president is saying leave, and he's even the puppet. And the government says, no, you don't act like you're the president. You're just a puppet. So Blackwater are just mad dogs. I wouldn't compare it to the SS.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around.
You tell him, Waylon. And here's Mr. Cash, and we'll go right into your calls right here on the TCM Radio Network.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Or I may simply be...
Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, thanks for holding here on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. I have two questions for you. I was wondering about... Actually, I came across this website called spirituallysmart.com. And apparently they claim that this guy, William Cooper, I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've interviewed William Cooper, yeah.
It says that he actually predicted 9/11 before you. And also I wanted to know about this Project Mockingbird, which is a CIA operation. I was wondering if you were involved in that at all.
Go ahead and say more. You've got the floor.
Hmm?
No, go ahead and say more, sir.
I was just wondering.
Go ahead and bear your false witness on the air some more.
Oh, no, I was just...
I was just wondering if it was true. Thanks for the call. Okay, I'll do it again. I've just got to record this and just have it as a hotkey at the network or right here on my computer so I can play it. I made my first film about government-sponsored terror in 1997. I hope everybody would talk about government-sponsored terror. I went on air 2 months before 9/11, and I tried to get people to call Congress, call the White House, and tell them the government's probably going to stage a terror attack and blame it on their asset Osama bin Laden. It'll probably be a target like the World Trade Center. And I gave the White House phone number out, and I did all that. Now, I am not familiar with William Cooper predicting 9/11, but I know he talked about flying saucers flying out of the ocean and aliens and stuff. I don't do that. But I'm not knocking Bill. I mean, maybe aliens are real. And I'm not in competition with William Cooper. I wasn't when he was alive. I'm not now. I'm not in competition with anybody, sir. I'm not familiar with him talking about 9/11 before it happened. I am familiar that he talked about government-sponsored terror. Anybody who's got half a brain in this movement would. A lot of people have talked about government-sponsored terror. Patriots have talked about it. It's important. It's a big deal. It's what the New World Order keeps doing. Then you call into the show and you go, do you know about Operation Mockingbird? Well, of course I know about Operation Mockingbird. I talk about it all the time. That got declassified in the 1977 church hearings. And in those hearings, it came out that the CIA back into the 50s, actually mid-40s, when it was OSS then, had gone in and had the editors of Time and Life and New York Times, Washington Post to control what could get through gatekeepers. And then, of course, we've covered ad nauseum, put it in my films, the fake news purchasing, the buying of reporters, the news packages, the product placement, the propaganda placement. So I talk about that constantly. I think your statement, your claim, and what some of the hundreds of sites out there saying it, that I am Operation Mockingbird. No, what Operation Mockingbird is going out and controlling and gatekeeping big media and putting out disinfo, like saying Ahmadinejad says the Holocaust never happened. No, in all his speeches he said, Iran did not commit the Holocaust. Iran has had a Holocaust against it. We don't know how many people really died there, but we're tired of Israel using it to push their aims and their own genocide in the Middle East. Now, whether you agree with that or disagree with Ahmadinejad isn't the question. The point is I actually went and seen what he has to say. He never said wipe Israel off the map. He said the political system of Zionism will be driven into the sea. And he was quoting another Ayatollah before him. A spiritual leader, he's a political leader. You know, he says he wants to come pay respects to the dead at Ground Zero, and then they try to spin it and say he wants to come make fun of people. This is the type of propaganda that Mockingbird engages in. I mean, it's Operation Mockingbird to have the Associated Press not question new Bin Laden tapes that are clearly computer cartoons or old ones that are re-edits. Now, what I would be, if I was a government operative, would be COINTELPRO. But see, I don't follow COINTELPRO's signature. And you judge a tree by its fruits. Jesus had it figured out. I would come on air and I would accuse everyone of being government agents. I would accuse everyone of being Zionist controller, Vatican controller, what's the other one? What's that group? Scientologist controlled or Reptoid controlled. And just to make it all look confusing or stupid, or I would say that Barbara Olson had been arrested and was still alive, or I'd say Greenspan had been arrested, or I would say that there's trillions of dollars with a U.S. ambassador that's going to be coming, you know, just to make everybody look dumb. And I have no respect for the groups that criticize me and say I'm a government agent, because most of them are snowballs. Or I would use the term Mockingbird. Why did they say Mockingbird? Because they would get mainline key people in the media to put out an official story, and then everybody else who wasn't controlled would just regurgitate it and then mock it. Mockingbird's the state bird of Texas. It hears a lawnmower. It hears a dog barking. I mean, if you've got a dog that barks in your backyard, mockingbirds live there, it's going to start imitating. There's not as many mockingbirds in Austin. There's quite a few, but in Dallas, where I grew up, they're like everywhere. And I mean, I got sick of them, just everywhere, making lawnmower noises, barking, meowing, making door-slamming noises. You'd walk outside, and you couldn't enjoy the crickets or the other birds, because it was just mockingbirds infesting everything, fighting with blue jays. All right, I'm kind of a novice bird watcher back when I used to have time. They're interesting. I like them. I'm already digressing. The point is, not an ornithologist or anything, though. Well, I've read a few books on it. I'm a weirdo. But this is meant, and not by those who call in. They mean well and think they're big truth tellers, big, big challengers. But it's meant by the establishment to get us spending all of our time talking about the movement, talking about who's good, who's bad, instead of spending time exposing the Federal Reserve, or that they're about to pass blanket amnesty in the DREAM Act, or that they're about to attack Iran, or that the dollar's plunging. About half the truth-telling and patriot sites, and most of them aren't government, they get drawn into the fights and defending themselves. And that's why I decided to kind of address some of this from time to time here on the show, because I think it's healthy, because I have the biggest audience out there in this, quote, movement, the alternative media movement, to get people to think about this, understand how it works, so you're aware of it, so you can start ignoring it and moving forward. But most of the people who are out there attacking me, they're not government agents. There are government agents who started these ideas and pushed these ideas, because I can tell by their attack profile and signature what they are. But most of the others pushing it aren't. And I'll say it again on the record. A, there's no evidence that I'm a Scientologist. B, I'm not a Scientologist. C, it's crazy. And the people that say it don't have evidence. And the people that say that we are owned by ABC or an affiliate of it is a complete lie. I mean, I have a Toshiba computer in front of me. I am not owned by Toshiba Corporation. I have a AKG microphone I'm using. I'm not owned by AKG. I have a mid-grade prosumer Mackie board right here. I'm not owned by Mackie. I've got Ray-Bans. I'm not owned by the Italians. I got a pair of Ray-Bans right here in my hand. Who made this phone? Radio Shack. I got a Radio Shack phone right here. I'm not owned by Radio Shack. If you want to be on real radio, you have to have... Actually, this is killing the show. I can't do this much longer. There's too much going on. But I'll try to explain this again. For those that attack me and say this, I mean, if they're not agents, they should go research and find out they're wrong and admit it. I'm not owned by ABC. I've never worked for ABC. I've never been paid by ABC. I'm not involved with ABC. There are three big radio satellites that stations have receivers for. Clear Channel, Jones, ABC. And so we lease, along with hundreds and hundreds of other programs who aren't affiliated with ABC, ABC Bird. They feed on it. Just like when you call, you're in Austin, you call somebody in New York, chances are that call's over satellite. You're not in league with Westinghouse or Lockheed Martin or Raytheon. And I am non-denominational. I believe that all the churches are extremely wicked. And by all the churches, I mean the big, major, mainline ones. And I don't get involved. I mean, all it does is create sectarian arguing and fighting, which is how the globalists control us. They balkanize us. I want liberty. I want freedom. And, my gosh, Israel's totally corrupt and wicked. So is Saudi Arabia. So I bash both groups. Like the Bible says, wickedness in high places. I opened the show with talking about Ratzinger, the Pope, Benedict, saying we need to have, you know, global government for global warming. Total fraud, totally evil, and said that it's total wickedness. I don't like having to do that because there's a lot of good Catholic people out there who are good folks, just like there are a lot of good Protestants out there. And you know, I have to say when Pat Robertson comes out and says China's doing what it has to do with abortion, I have to say Pat Robertson's evil. And I have to say Ratzinger's evil. I mean, there's no question the Vatican's pushing one world government and evil. I went to a wedding in Fredericksburg at a Catholic church once. And that's it. I think I've been in a Catholic church one time in my life. Doesn't matter to these people. They're going to say, I work for the Vatican. Fine. There's no evidence to that. It's not true, and it's a diversion and a distraction. I said I wanted to take a lot of calls today, and I haven't done that, because the first caller brought up a really important issue about the SS slash Blackwater. The next caller, who's called before, we don't screen your calls for reasons, because we want to be open. We want to defend our ideas. But it is destructive for the Patriot movement to spend all our time ninnying and factionalizing. Listen. I'd have a lot more respect for these sites, if the ones that attack me, if you'd spend some time dealing with the open borders, some time dealing with the SPP, some time dealing with the NAU, some time dealing with PDD 51, some time, but they don't. They just sit around saying, we're the best group, we're the only group, we're the only people you should listen to. And I really think that that is a misguided selfishness of some type of primitive one-upsmanship trying to be their leader. And that's why those people are not leaders. And why they don't get a lot of visitors or attention. I want people to get attention. I want people to fight the New World Order. I want us together to rise up against the New World Order and to stand up against the New World Order. You know, I don't like bashing cops on this show. I make a lot of mistakes on this broadcast. Because at the end of the day, I'm not perfect. I'm not a saint. I don't have all the answers. And I get on air when I see cops shooting another cop. And by the way, that was a year ago. My memory sometimes fails. People corrected me. Yeah, that cop didn't die. They shot him like, what, 6-7 times? He didn't die. Out in San Diego. Pull over a cop. Tell him to get down on the ground. Tell him to get up. The cop shoots him a bunch of times. And then the other cop doesn't get in trouble. He should get in trouble. I'm not bashing police. I'm saying that type of behavior is wrong. And it's wrong when I've had Austin cops walk up to me when I'm 100 yards away from them videotaping an arrest and saying, turn your camera off. Hey, man, veterans fought and died for the First Amendment. And you're making the uniform and the badge look bad, and you're bringing this country towards tyranny. I don't personally hate you. I don't personally dislike you. And I know I get up here and I start yelling and screaming and getting angry because I know, as Jack McClam says, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. If it's going to come, it will come. I mean, does China have corrupt cops? Everybody knows they do. Did Nazi Germany have corrupt cops? Does Fidel Castro have corrupt cops? Yes, we know they do. All I'm saying is don't become them. In the majority of countries and in history, the police go bad at one time or another. And I'm telling you, that's happening right now. The fish rots from the head down. And I know cops are the tail, just like I am. I know we're being wagged here by the body. And I'm telling you, we're in this together. So I make mistakes too. And I tell you, when I see a cop out changing a woman's tire, it makes me feel good, and I'm glad to know there's still good cops out there. And I've had state police pull me over when I've been speeding, and they've let me go, which I'm not even saying they should. But at the same time, I've had state police pull me over and act like Gestapo and really freak my wife out. So I'm just saying, we're losing our freedoms. They're spying on us. There's a police state. All this stuff's happening. And we need every American to wake up to it and say, we're a free country.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Autistic child, and I see them every day now. They're all over the streets and pushed around in their wheelchairs. At least once a week, I'll even pull over and say, "Excuse me, is this your son?" And they'll say, "Yes." And I'll say, "Did this happen in 18 months?" They'll say, "Yes." "He was fine, wasn't he?" And they'll say, "Yes." And I tell them that they can do some detoxes, try to get the heavy metals out of the brain. And a lot of times they can rebound. They'll say, "Yeah, we've heard that. He's gotten better since we did it." And then I look at the rest of this Patriot movement. What would happen if you stopped ninnying around? If you made films about this? If you were issue-oriented, you'd be on the show. I'd have you as a guest. If you got involved in fighting the NAU, you'd be on the show. I mean, there are people being abused and being hurt by the New World Order right now. And we are issue-oriented. We're here to try to give you information. And that's why we're number one. We're not like a bunch of mean old women in some small town that sit around at their sewing circle drinking tea, talking trash about everybody in the town. We're here trying to build something, trying to do something, trying to warn people. All right, I got to move quicker now. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Hey, this is somebody doing something. I've met Lucas many times. He's in Austin now. He made another great documentary for free. He put online with Just News clips showing how 9/11 is an inside job. I heard that you're doing Man on the Street and that you've got some pretty powerful stuff done.
Yeah, I just put it up today. I emailed it over to Aaron and over to Prison Planet. And, yeah, it'll be pretty shocking once you watch it. Basically, I questioned 36 random people, anywhere from people that drove Bentleys to, you know, there was actually two homeless people questioned in there. And they were asked four questions, and the results are actually really shocking at what people perceive is going on in the government these days.
What is the headline on it so folks can Google it or YouTube it? We're going to get it up on JonesReport.com right now.
Okay, it's called The Disillusionaries. D-I-S-I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N-A-I-R-E-S.
All right, Aaron, I can look at Aaron out the broadcast window in a desk across the room. He's putting up a story about Luke Radowski and others confronting Giuliani in the pit on 9/11. That video is finally out. That story is about to go up. Incredible video. But I will get him to post that in the next hour.
Well, great, because like I said, it really shows the public awareness. A lot of these people, you know, don't even know what year September 11th happened.
Do you want me to play some clips of that?
Yeah. Like I said, I'd send it over there, so I believe they have it. But yeah, play all you want, because it's...
How long is it?
It's 10 minutes.
We'll play it, if not today, tomorrow. I've got a bunch of clips I want to play and a guest coming up. But for those that didn't hear you calling Friday about it, tell people specifically what you found, what questions you asked.
Well, I asked the first question was, who is the vice president? And 7 out of 36 people got that wrong. And then I asked, what year did 9/11 happen in? And then I asked, what was our First Amendment pertain to? And then I asked, who is our defense secretary? And the defense secretary is the worst of all. 33 out of 36 people got that wrong. So they don't even know. They keep us rolling like that, you know, by switching people up so fast that, you know, people can't even keep track of it all. It's called a media blitz when they hit you with so many things that are going wrong. They bury one bad story in the next. They constantly bombard you with
you know
bad
what?
News.
You know what, Lucas? I ought to get you in studio as a guest. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.